The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected viewers of Mother Nation, we once again welcome you in our program, The Journey of Ramadan. Today we'll talk about the blessings of Kalima Tayyiba, statement of faith. So before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset. We should not forget to make good intentions. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are watching, you can make this intention, you will watch from beginning till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Very famous Waliye Kamil, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, known as Hazrat Bayazid Bastami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Once he was on a journey, he heard from Ghaib, unseen, O Bayazid, go to Sama'an city and participate in the festive gathering of non-believers. Hazrat Bayazid Bastami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says that I had this voice and I recited A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, seeking protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I tried to divert my attention, but when I slept at night, I heard the same voice. After hearing that sound, I started shaking and I sat upright. I was just thinking about that sound. Even in the state of awakefulness, I heard that sound again. But O Bayazid, you should not be scared. Your name is included amongst obedient ones. You go and wear the garment of non-believers and participate in their gathering. There is a secret behind. Bayazid Bastami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had understood that this sound is not from shaitan. Rather, it is from Rabbi Rahman. Hence, in the morning, he got up, he wore a garment of non-believers and went to Sama'an city. When he reached there, he saw that there were many non-believers gathered. They had a big gathering and they were waiting for their biggest scholar. After some time, that scholar arrived and they all gathered around him. Now that big scholar had to deliver his speech. Everybody started focusing towards him so that he could start the speech and they could listen with focus. But that scholar started shaking and trembling. It was like somebody has put rain in his mouth and he's unable to speak. After seeing that state of that big, great scholar of theirs, they said, "O our leader, why don't you start your speech? We are desperate to listen to you." He said, "Today in this gathering, there is one Muhammadi," meaning slave of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "present. And he has come here to take test of your faith." Then that big scholar said loudly, "O Muhammadi, I ask you for the sake of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherever you are, stand up." Bayazid Bastami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh stood up. Now that big scholar said, "I'll ask you a few questions. If you will be able to give us correct answers, we will all listen to you. And if you are not able to answer, we will kill you." His Bayazid Bastami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a great waliullah, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a great scholar of Deen Islam. He said, ask whatever you want to ask, I'll answer that. Now, that non-believer's scholar asked 61 questions. Bayazid Bastami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh answered all 61 questions correctly. After answering all these questions, he said, now you give me answer of one question. Tell me, what is the key of skies and Jannah? The great scholar of non-believers said, key of skies and Jannah is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. All of them recited Shahada and they entered in the fold of Islam. In the place of worship they were gathered in, they turned into a masjid. Respected viewers, you heard the greatness of Kalima Tayyiba, the first statement of faith. This pure kalima is the key of the door of Jannah and the all ranks of Jannah too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us istiqamat, steadfast that we remain upon this belief and we die with this aqidah and iman. But remember, in order to enter into Jannah, just reciting kalima tayyiba is not enough, but we need to fulfill its prerequisites too. Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu ta'ala narrates Rasul Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, with ikhlas, whoever said la ilaha illallah, he will enter Jannah. Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is the sincerity, ikhlas of kalima tayyiba? It was said that a person, he keeps himself away from those acts which have been made haram by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once, Hazrat Wahab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was asked, is kalima tayyiba la ilaha illallah not the key of Jannah? He replied, why not? Of course it is. But every key has got its teeth. And if you would like to open the lock without the teeth, you will not be able to open the lock. What a beautiful example he gave. Meaning kalima tayyiba is the key. Salah, fast, hajj, zakah, and other ibadat forms of worship are its teeth. If someone wants to open the Jannah with this key, he has to offer salah also, he has to fast also, he has to perform hajj also, he has to give zakah also, and other fara'id and wajibat, he has to fulfill them too. He has to protect himself from haram also. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that will fulfill the prerequisites of statement of faith, kalima tayyiba, and we die upon this aqidah and iman. خدا یا برے خاتمے سے بچانا خدا یا برے خاتمے سے بچانا کلمہ جب کی یا O Allah, protect me from the balance when I die in my sight. Kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a hadith, Rasul Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, when the time of passing away of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam came close, he called his son and giving him nasiha, a piece of advice, said, O son, I give you order of two things and I ask you to refrain from two things. Number one, I order you to recite kalima tayyiba in abundance. La ilaha illallah in abundance. Indeed, if One side of the scale, whole seven earths and seven skies are put, and on the other side of the scale, kalima tayyiba is put. Then kalima tayyiba will be outweighed. Allahu Akbar. It will be heavier. And the second, recite subhanallahi wa bihamdihi in abundance. No doubt, this is tasbih of everything. And through its barakah, creation is given sustenance. And oh my son, I give you nasiha, piece of advice, that refrain from shirk, associating partners with Allah, and from takabbur, refrain from takabbur, which is arrogance. Respectfully, these four pieces of advice of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam are very important. We should remember them. We should recite kalima tayyiba in abundance, subhanallah wa bihamdihi in abundance, and we should refrain from shirk and takabbur. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that in day and night there are 24 hours. And kalima tayyiba also has 24 letters. So the one who recites once kalima tayyiba, so every letter becomes expiation for 1 hour's sins. Hence, when a person, he recites every day once kalima tayyiba, then there remains no sin upon him. Now you should contemplate the one who recites this in abundance, and he makes its recitation his hobby. What would be his maqam, his status, and his rank? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala an narrates that Rasul Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, those that recite La ilaha illallah, they will neither have any fear in the grave nor at the time of resurrecting from their graves. It is as if I am seeing them when they will be removing dust from their heads, and they will come out of their graves, and they would say La ilaha illallah, and they will enter into Jannah, and then they will say Alhamdulillah alladhi adhhaba 'anna al-hazan. All praise is for Allah who removed sorrow from us. Our Lord is most forgiving, most appreciative. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst those fortunate ones. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. This is the blessing of Kalima Tayyiba. Rasul Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the angels, those they recited Kalima Tayyiba, make them closer to me and give them space under the shade of my arsh throne. Indeed, I love them. This is the greatness of kalima tayyiba. There are people who want to do wazifa, right? They would like to select something as their dhikr, adhkar, and wazaif. Let me share a hadith with you in this regard. Aqa alayhi salatu wa tasleem has been reported to have said, أَفْضَلُ الذِّكْرِ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَفْضَلُ الدُّعَاءِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. The best dhikr amongst all is kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah, and the best dua is alhamdulillah. Mufti Ahmad Yarqan Al-Aimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he writes the shara, explains this hadith. He says, La ilaha illallah here refers to complete statement of faith, meaning La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, alone La ilaha illallah, there are many muwahid, kuffar, non-believers. Even Iblis recites. But the thing which makes someone mu'min, that is Muhammadur Rasulullah. Kalima tayyiba removes the filth of disbelief. When a non-believer recites it, he becomes mu'min. Through its blessing, rust of the heart is removed. It removes negligence. The heart becomes alive. And this is the collection of the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise of Allah, and na'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the reason it has become afdalul dhikr, the best dhikr amongst all adhkar. Sufi kiram, they say that in order to clean your heart, to purify your heart, this kalima tayyaba is very beneficial. Rasulullah Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when a bondsman says La ilaha illallah, then this statement of faith goes up, okay, goes through the skies and then reaches to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Uskuni, O kalimai tayyaba, be patient and peaceful. The kalima tayyaba, which is uttered from the mouth of a bondsman, requests in the court of Allah, O Allah, how can I become patient? Whereas the bondsman who has recited me, he has yet not been forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O kalima tayyaba, the moment that bondsman who had pronounced you, that very moment I had forgiven him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hazrati Imran bin Husayn radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, are you not able to perform an act which is equal to mountain Uhud? Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, they asked from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who amongst us is capable to do that? It was said, you all are capable of doing it. Then said, just saying once Subhanallah is greater than mountain Uhud. Once saying La ilaha illallah is greater than mountain Uhud. And once saying Allahu Akbar is greater than mountain Uhud. What a great reward it contains. These kalimat, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. What a great amount of reward they carry. But we are negligent. We are lazy. We do not recite. We do not do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not utter these kalimat. We say so many things. We waste so much. We are talkative. We waste our time. Unnecessary talk, sometimes haram talk, backbiting, tale-telling, slandering, lying, gossiping. Stories which have got no worth or meaning at all, which do not benefit us in this dunya or the hereafter. We waste our time. What if we instead recite these kalimat? We recite kalima tayyaba. We recite subhanallah. We recite la ilaha illallah. We recite subhanallah wa bihamdihi. We have been hearing the blessings from ahadith of these adhkar, dhikr. We heard that what a great, enormous reward and blessings kalima tayyaba contains. Make your habit. Whenever you remember and you are able to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are free. Start doing dhikr of Allah. Start reciting kalima tayyaba. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. وہ تو نہایت سستا سودا بیچ رہی ہے جنت کا ہم مفلس کیا مول چکائیں اپنا ہاتھ ہی خالی. تاجدار مدینہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم said, لقنوا موتاکم لا الہ الا اللہ, meaning guide your dead ones to recite لا الہ الا اللہ. دو تلقین, meaning the person who is about to die, teach him kalima in a way that you sit next to him and you start reciting this kalima loudly. So it reminds him that he has to recite this. In Bahari Shariat Mufti, Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes that the time of naz'a, when a person is about to die, And the ruh has not left the body. At that time, one should do talqeen, right? The person who is dying, the people who are sitting next to him, they should do talqeen. Meaning, sitting next to him, they should loudly say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. Do not ask the person to recite, rather just recite in front of him. When that person recites, then stop reciting. But if this was not his last word, he started talking again, then again, do talqeen, so that his last words are La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I pray in this blessed month of Ramadan, may our last words are also La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Keep watching the Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.